Blog Talk Radio.
That'll do it. That will do it. I was going to make actual cupcakes, but I made the meatloaf cupcakes. I thought I was going to make, like, actual cakes. But I was like, niggas getting ready for the summertime. We're not giving no cake. I'm like, no cake today. No cake. No, whoa, that's protein. Protein is good. Protein helps speed up your metabolism. Tell her. You fat-ass nigga. No, it won't. Speed up your metabolism. How much protein do you eat a day? Nearly 3 servings of protein a day. However you want to get it, but you got to hear. You know what I mean? You don't get protein just from sucking dick. I just lost like 6 pounds. I'm going 6 pounds. You can have it. But guess what? I'm 250 though. I'm 250 pounds. I need to lose weight bad. This shit is serious. Well, what tips can you give me? A person that hates working out.
I don't know. All right, you're too cardio. I don't know nothing else other than that. It makes you come down.
I just changed my diet and stopped being so fucking greedy. Helped me so far for 2 weeks. I think if I keep this up, I'll at least get back to 230 eventually. I got you by 115 pounds. You sent me Showtime. Who came back? You did. You sent me. Oh shit! Well, you gonna be like DJ or Slash, my guy. But now I got the intro mix.
You got intro and show time. I just sent it.
What else you sent me? That's all I got. Go on the email.
That's it.
Okay. There it is. It seemed like it's a lot of emails, but it's just 5. So you just like forward it to me?
No, it's 2 emails. Well, it's 2. It's 9 songs.
9 songs. Lit.
I do hip-hop.
Rap. So I got drill, right?
Yep.
Okay. Outro.
Yeah. I just sent you the album I dropped in November.
Ooh. What was that called?
I know.
We got pretty.
Pretty bitch.
Pretty bitch.
Side bitch.
Somebody need to make a song called.
Same album.
Somebody need to make a song called Whore Bitch. Whore Bitch. You seen the meme I put up?
No.
You gotta read the meme. When I say. It's just whores, man. Whatever, fuck. I said, in Philly, you just gotta find a whore you really like and ask her to please stop.
Oh, shit.
Ask her to please stop. I love Vodka Page. I be reposting this shit out of everything he put up. That's my best friend. I love Vodka. All right, I got him. All right, good. We good. Yeah. Super fun, man. You ain't having a good time. I don't know what the fuck you having. Bullshit. Life's too amazing.
All right.
I think I'm gonna write. I'm gonna write a song for a bitch. You waiting for somebody? Well, I invited a bunch of people. Ashley should be coming. Serenity. Ashley's going to Amsterdam. Ooh. Hello. Shab is the buzz. Let's get it popping. All right, we ready. And I got some new music from Sean King. Sean about to take it on to another level, yo. Well, you ain't been around. I don't have time to talk on the phone. I don't have no time. It's ridiculous. I have no time. Get a cup for me. Is the cups over here? Grab the cup. Hey, Brandon. Hey, get a drink.
I had to pee so bad.
I saw.
Like, seriously. What's up, y'all?
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
I got some food.
I'm a rapper, baby.
I didn't show you. Look.
What happened? What, you sleepy?
Nah, look. You don't see that shit?
What am I looking for?
Some scars.
You got scars? Who scratched you?
Oh, I was fighting.
You was fighting? What the fuck is you fighting for? What the fuck is going on?
Yesterday, like, my team, like, went stupid yesterday, like, I made a group on Facebook specifically for it, whatever.
Yeah.
Was at the Apply the Pressure concert doing this thing. Welcome back to Philly Shine Radio. Mach 5 has been years.
What up?
Oh, man. A lot is up. You know, we're going to have a little party. I got a little drinks here. Off to the side of the camera, I got some shrimp and some turkey for my boy. Meatloaf cupcakes. You know, we got the ground turkey joint. And I made sure them joints got the little crisp on it, like the caramelization.
Oh, you chef and all that.
Yeah, chef. That's why I'm nigga was 257 last week, but I'm 250 this week. I lost like 6-7 pounds. So I just gotta lower how much I eat. I eat a plate this big. Now I'm gonna eat a plate this big. So you just like get it lower. I can't do too little. I remember one time this doctor was like, well, if you have this to eat, and I'm just like, how the fuck am I going to sit up straight? Like, you need food to sit up straight. Protein. We're going to have some fun. I got some special guests invited. Shout out to everybody that's going to be coming through today and checking out your music.
Yeah.
You actually gave me some music from off your album you dropped in November.
Right.
That's what. Let everybody know about that, John.
Yeah, I just dropped the album in November. It's called I Know. Y'all should go check that out, man. It's streaming everywhere.
What do you know?
All platforms.
What do you know?
You know,
what
I
you
know,
mean? I know. Like,
know
what's
I'm
the
not.
Name? That's like a real simple ass title for an album.
Right.
So you're saying like you know it all, or you
know?
I know.
Simple.
You it's think self. I don't know? I know.
Exactly. It's
like on that type of time.
Right.
Okay. I know. Yeah, because you got titles like Side Bitch.
Yeah.
I know.
Right. That's a dope name too.
I'm like, I know. You know what I mean?
Right.
We're gonna check it all out, you know what I'm saying? See what you know. Y'all know, of course, I'm talking about stop the violence, you know what I mean? Please stay positive. Please figure things out, you know what I mean? The world is so crazy out here, you know what I mean? Like, peace can be attained if you guys just, like, take some better options, you know what I'm saying? Like, try to smile some more. You know, eat more good food. You know what I mean? Fuck your side, bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean? Get something else done. And we definitely got to shout out everybody supporting Joe Biden. Elizabeth Warren, it's your turn, baby girl. How are you going to say it today? We're not ready for a woman president in America. America got to do way more shit to get a woman to run this shit. Like, please. So let's do this shit together. You know, load it up. You know what I mean? Joe Biden to handle it. Maybe next 4 years. Maybe Elizabeth, maybe Kamala. You know what I mean? Stacey Abrams. We got some bitches that'll hold it down. So I want to call them bitches. Yeah. Yeah, my bitches. Yeah, we have some bitches that can hold it down. You know what I mean? But a couple years later, everybody, please get behind Joe Biden. We need to vote. In November. All right, side conversations. We can hear y'all. Go in there. It's a big room. You know what I mean? You'll have time to talk. You know what I'm saying? Talk to y'all. Also, we have a topic. Is that right? Somebody was flat in the DM with the bullshit or the fun shit. So we got all that going on. And plus, like I said, this talented nigga right here.
Thank you.
You too talented. What I've always liked about your music is, like, it's not only unexpected, but it's unexpected from you because you're always so humble. You know what I mean? When it comes to performing, it's really epic. You know what I mean? It's really over the top, the lyrics and everything. Like, what would you say the 2019 project has to show about, like, your growth from before or whatever?
You know, I've expanded lyrically. You know,
you gotta talk into the mic.
I've adapted. Okay. I got better. You know.
Okay.
I'm showcasing, you know, all my ability. You know,
now, are you able to enjoy your
songs?
Are you able to enjoy your music? Which would you say is your favorite record off I Know?
Let's see. I would say Top Tier.
Top Tier? Okay, we'll check out Top Tier. Now, beyond all that, I heard you working on something new. Like, so this like 2020 music.
Yeah, that's in the works.
That's good. So is this going to be like something for the summer, something for the spring? Like, how soon are we going to get it?
You know, within the next 2 weeks, I'm going to drop it.
Spring music.
It ain't a secret.
It's not a secret? No. So you got the single cover done already?
No, I ain't got that done, but that's simple.
Of course, yeah. You know how to work, you know what I mean?
Right.
You do your thing, you definitely do your thing.
You do too.
Of course I do. We're not talking about me, though. You know what I do. Get shit done. Clean the shit up. You know what I mean? It is what it is. But I'm definitely about having fun this year. Don't be blocking me with my memes and shit, y'all. Like, I need everybody to leave me the fuck alone when I post shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, they be blocking me. They saw.
Yo, man, let me really, like, I know I haven't even posted all the shit I wanted to post because all it takes is one person to report your post and Instagram will take it down. People think that it's, like, multiple, you know, reporting it has to happen. No, it's just one person to report it and they'll take your shit down. But then other people shit, they're allowed to have shit up. I'm gonna say, leave my post alone. I never think I had this post. It looked like this girl was like riding his boy's face while he was jerking off or whatever. Like he was like laying on the ground and she was just like squatting over his face. But it was like a shadow. But niggas reported this shit. I'm like, you can't even see nothing. You know what they doing, but you can't even see nothing. That's some hate man shit. So if you hate on my posts, unfollow me. Like, even me, I'll be blocking. That's not porn. Like, it wasn't porn. It was a silhouette. I'm gonna show you the video. You tell me if you would have called it porn. Yeah, it was a video. She was just like, you could tell what he was doing because you saw his arm, but all you saw was just a silhouette. It looked decent. You know what I mean? Like, the boy was probably in trouble. And she like, no, all you get to do is just lay on the ground and eat. Sometimes y'all don't want to bring to eat. But it is what it is. But shout out to everybody enjoying all the fun word memes that I'm putting on. So I'm warming you guys up to what's going to happen on my page. So far, it's been fun. Lots of shares. I appreciate it. And shout out to my boy, 215 Vodka. I'm always getting a post from him. It's fucking hilarious on Instagram. You follow him?
Yeah, follow
GM Cool. That's what's up. You one of the cools then. Cools and the coolettes, they call us. You know what I mean? Also, shout out to my girl, Serenity the Model, in the building. We've been voting for you, girl. She's trying to be the cover girl of Inc. Magazine. You should come over and say hi.
She definitely got the look.
What? Yes, she do. Beautiful, you know what I mean? Did you notice her at the Applied Pressure concert? She was there.
Yeah, he did?
Why didn't he say nothing?
Oh, shit. He can say something now. You can say something now. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Welcome back, baby girl.
Hey, baby.
Good to see you.
You just don't put that in my face.
I mean, you got to talk into the mic. I couldn't hear you in the headphones. I couldn't hear you. That's probably the only time I stick a mic in your face to bless. You just wasn't a man.
Yeah.
I don't have one. I don't think I'll ever do that.
We're not going to have that conversation.
But I respect you. I'm just letting everybody know. I wouldn't even do that to nobody. When would I ever put a dick in a girl's mouth? Never. Put it in my own mouth. Oh, you don't listen to the show?
No. Oh, like the show goes by.
Oh, I was about to say.
Left and come back here.
Yeah. Left and center. Then we go to the top of the mountain. We'll go to church. Then we'll go to, like, City Hall. I'll call a nigga near my bitch. Mm. But, no. Shout out to you, baby girl.
Yes. I'm so super excited. Like, I didn't think that I was going to get this much support, this much love.
Why?
I didn't think so.
But I think you get what you give.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I try to show love to a lot of people, especially in the industry.
You show a lot of love.
It's just dope to see it reciprocated.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So for the longest, I was like in third place in my group. And then I woke up to like a bunch of messages, a bunch of calls, a bunch of notifications.
So you get notified every time?
I have a group on Facebook. My sister, cousin, like, keeps me updated with every single second, every single thing that happens.
Shout out to Instagram so that we can be able to have everybody know how to support you and vote.
So my Instagram is Serenity_the_model, SERENITY_PHEMODEL. You click the link in my bio. And if you don't want to spend any money, we have the free daily Facebook vote. All you do is click that into your Facebook information, boom, your vote is done. It's literally like less than 7 seconds.
Yeah.
But we have those moments throughout the round where they double your votes for any paid vote. And these paid votes go strictly to Music Cares, which is a charity and a donation for those
who
have
Dave Navarro.
Businesses.
He's really lit. Yeah.
It's a great tax write-off. So if you want your money back when you file your taxes, they're going to ask you during your taxes, have you ever did any type of donation? You say yes, and you enter Music Cares. It's a real donation. It's a real charity, and it's done through the Grammys.
Real legitimate.
Yeah, so I'm excited. Got that first place spot right now. The stage is until March 19th, so I need to hold that because I know the person who had it yesterday, she probably a little not too happy. So I know she's going to come for it. So, like, I need everybody to keep pushing, keep me in that number one spot because, like, I'm trying to make history for Inc. Magazine. They never had a black woman. Never had a black woman, never had a shaved woman. And you know, you catch me on Wavy Wednesdays. I show my waves off. So,
That's good. So it's going to be a shoot that they are shooting, or is it going to be a picture you already
have? No. They're going to set up a whole shoot type situation. Do a spread, and then it's 25K for the winning. So.
Oh shit! That's why she my friend. She gonna win this money.
So super hyped, super excited for that.
Shout out to you doing your thing. You know
what
I'm saying?
Shout out to you. You always supporting, always showing love since day one.
Yeah,
we like click.
That's the type of person I'm in. And then like when, and I get to keep good people around. And not to say that if you're not around us, you're not a good person, but you know, I get to keep good people around. I love it. You know what I'm saying?
You're fine.
And you're great.
I love y'all.
You're on a great side. We had fun on watching the Super Bowl. And
yo,
stuff.
That night was dope.
That night was dope. I got crazy.
Oh, we leaving Mac out. What's up?
Mock 5.
M-O-C-K.
M-O-C-K?
Tell everybody what your name means.
Mock 5. My name is Mike King. You know, everybody called me Mock.
Okay.
I just took the Mock and put the 5 on it because of speed racing. Those that don't know speed racing, his car was Mock 5.
Mm. Yeah. That's a way to say going real fast in an airplane. Shit, you know what I mean? That's like when you a pup. So you a pup?
I like
that's
the
a
name.
Word. That's a real thing. Like, they mean, like, your parents.
When I was
a pup. Oh, you were a pup. Oh, okay. I was about to say, your parents in the Black Panther, that's lit. They call them pups.
Right.
Look at you dropping knowledge.
Who don't know? Come on, y'all. We just finished Black History Month. We could continue.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Shout out to my boy, Bruno Brown, making Black History continue.
Did
and you
see
didn't
video?
Send me
that's
top tier.
I did, too.
I seen the video. I was in the video.
Yeah.
It's number 72.
Number 72?
Yeah.
That's what it's called?
Top tier.
Oh. I'm like, I'm looking for the word. Like,
I didn't rename it in there.
Okay, okay. I'm like, I'm sitting here going crazy, like, I'm not going to play it. All right, cool. We'll definitely get to it. I got a lot of music to get to. Philly Shine Radio. Y'all know I'll be having them bangers. Because I just had him on. We're going to get into my five music. And make sure y'all vote and follow my girl.
Right.
Yeah, Serenity, your model.
She got to look like my five set. Right, I got 72. All right, cool. I got my phone in here. You don't have a charger?
Well, what I want to like the whole thing?
Yeah, probably good. Look at this gut.
No. Okay. So if you don't have Facebook, the only way you can vote is by paying or whatever. So you would just click that, and then the minimum is 10. So what I usually do
I
is. Yeah. So what you're going to do? So Free Daily Vote is going to.
Log in
to Facebook. And literally, you just put the your login information and say you did your free vote. So literally that simple.
Y'all welcome to get some food. I'm about to play a couple songs. Y'all want to get some food? We got the shrimp and cocktail sauce, a plate over
what's
here.
The, what's
it's just turkey, ground turkey. Delicious. You know, pick one up. Just ground turkey,
you know. You know, my aunt don't eat no meat.
You don't eat meat? You know how I eat meat. We ain't never ate shit. We only be drinking. That is almost true.
Drinking. Oh, God. Drinking. Got some in the video. I'm picturing it back video.
What the fuck? Video
of TikTok.
All right, man. Fox,
how you doing?
All right. Bye. The Meatloaf Hockey Pucks.
These yeah, the Meatloaf Hockey Pucks. Thank you.
You got some?
Take it.
Where he at?
Did
I get a shot of this? Sure.
And we got some of this. Oh, yeah. Money went over there and got that. Even when I think like the baby is like, I talk about the baby every show.
I really like him or whatever, but I feel like some of the stuff he say be like regular, but the way he put it together is decent. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
The way he's doing it.
Yeah, the way you put the way you push it together is like how you make the person like, oh, this is exciting. Like, I don't want to hear music just because you making music and shit. What? Oh yeah, close it. That's fine.
He might be sticking to what his fan base like. You get what I'm saying?
I'm a fan.
That's what I'm saying. So. He's sticking to it.
It is what it is. I like it a lot, though. I mean, just because I can... I like when I hear artists from the 90s, artists that I really like still doing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
doing shit relevant. You know what I mean? Or even still pushing the old shit. You know what I mean? Music is timeless.
I mean,
like,
yeah, it is.
And shit is timeless. You know what I mean? Talib Kweli about to be here in a couple weeks, I think.
Oh, yeah?
I believe so. I got to look it up. I know I've seen that shit.
He's a dope artist.
Yes. I actually got to interview him, too, before, a couple years ago. It was really, really epic. Like, definitely prolific motherfucker.
Right.
I like he get real political. We talk on Twitter all the time, too.
You've been putting that work in.
Huh?
I said you've been putting that work in.
I mean, yeah. I work. Fire work. Honest fire work. That's what I do. Speaking of work, that motherfucking record, like, the way you put that shit together is crazy.
So you fucking with that song?
Yeah. The way you put it together, like... Like, that's what I'm talking about, like,
and that
the
wasn't
music.
Actually my favorite.
Wordplay. That's not your favorite?
When you said favorite, that's the first one that came to my mind.
Okay, you got to answer a question, I suppose. Well, Neil was the answer. What's your favorite Neil?
I got a lot of bangers on it. I sent you all of them.
That's what's up. We're gonna get through it. We will get through it. And the other day, you know, we was rocking the boat with Sean King. So you ain't watched the show the other day. You just saw that we did have some new shit from Sean King. The intro, the rock the boat. And Sean, one thing I like about my artist, he likes to keep things interesting when it comes to music, and as well as, like, the talent. But the music that he's making now is, like, for everybody. I call it international music. Really, really dope. So we got the Joe and Godspeed on deck, you know what I mean? So we're going to check that out. Let me check out some other shit, too. I'm like, who are you talking to on this song? But that joint not ready yet, but we'll get into that. But we got that to get into, as well as talking about the DMs and shit. You know what I mean? Like, I think that it's, like, crazy how it don't matter where a person is, they can't fucking take no for an answer. You know what I mean? Like, it's, like, ridiculous. Like, even for me, I felt some type of way. I had to choke the bullhook. For touching me, you know what I mean? After he kept trying to talk to me, and I said, no, like, you know what I mean? I'm like, no, thanks. And then I'm not a mean person, you know what I'm saying? I'm very fair.
So he didn't get DM with
this? No, this is a real-life situation. This is walking down the street, you know what I mean? And then the other day, I'm walking down the street, and they go like, I think I still do that.
They do it, especially if you're pretty with a fat ass, they're going to do that.
Oh, no, I guess. Whatever.
You know that.
It made me walk faster. I've never responded to that in my life, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I'm not even looking back at that shit, you know what I mean? I'm only looking back when somebody be like, Alice or Wale. I'd be like, all right, what's up, nigga? But anyway, I still feel some type of way, but I feel like even when it comes to DMs, people, like, when they can't take no for an answer, it's, like, real ridiculous. Like, it go overboard. I have this guy that I blocked him, you know what I mean? Well, I restricted him so I don't see his messages no more.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, how many times do I have to tell you no? You know what I mean? Like, have you ever experienced that where, like, girls are overly aggressive? I know sometimes women can be aggressive.
Yeah, they be aggressive, but it's more the guys to females. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, maybe when I strike rich. Yeah, man. They might act crazy in the DMs.
They don't act crazy on you?
You know, they go in the DMs, but they don't act crazy unless you hit. You got to be hitting right there. That's when they stalk your life.
So you had a situation where you had to, have you ever had to block a woman from DMing you?
I mean, yeah. You got to block her. You're crazy.
You got blocked. Damn. Mark, I can't even imagine this. It seemed like you had real respectful breakups. Like, no, bitch, you can't go fast no more. Like, it's over. My son just had to block a bitch. My son about to be like the most sweetest little 21-year-old in the world. But I'm like, I had to tell him and shit. I'm like, I don't know where my lessons. Was I ever telling you where a bitch acts stupid, you supposed to still be around her? Like, she would, like, hit his phone up if he go to sleep. Like, bitch, I know you cheating on me, motherfucker. Like, literal words like that. Like, if you ever think anybody should ever talk to you like that, that's ridiculous. You know what I mean? He thought he could calm the bitch down. Ain't no calming a bitch down. If any woman or any person, whether you're in a relationship or not, think that they can disrespect you, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, we going down the wrong path, you know what I'm saying? We going down the wrong path. Like,
sure.
Shit done fucked up, so. Now, I mean, sometimes people need to get blocked. I've only restricted people. I don't block niggas. I need to see what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Because when you block a person, you can't even see what's going on. But no, I've only restricted him because he was like, can't take no for an answer. Most times everybody take their no's and they go. You know what I mean?
Right.
I got niggas, I be laughing at them. Like, and they still, you know what I mean? They'll leave me alone. You know what I mean? They don't get ignorant. You know what I mean? It's not like that.
They harassing
me. Yeah, but the boy was harassing me. Like, don't harass me. But I think once I start laughing with my nose, you know what I mean? I think that's when you really, like, leave a bitch alone. Like, so, girls, try that. You know what I mean? Too many people in your DMs. Look at Snow. Snow, like, it don't work.
What the fuck?
Laughing
with your nose.
Like, I'm laughing, like, what the fuck? Fuck no, LOL. You know what I mean? Laughing my ass off. No, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, fuck no, LOL. You know what I mean? You give him a little LOL, fuck no, like. Yo, man, I just had a page follow me, right? I'm not going to block it. I'm not going to block it. But it's funny, because I know it's got to be somebody real stupid. Where is it? This, it says, weird on niggas hero. That page follow you too? Let me see. Yes, it do. It follow a lot of people. They don't follow you. It follow Miss Davenport, like the RPX. Shout out to RPX. I'm be on her show Monday. Who is this stalking me and my friends? Like, weird. Following my girl Rose. Following Slim. We know that's just a dumbass name. You know what I mean? But they say it's a fan page, so I guess it's not bad. Showing love to my girl Chain Gang.
I don't like them pages.
It's like you're not like nobody's following the page.
They don't really post pictures of who they are or not.
Yeah, like I mean, but it's the internet. Like that's what happens.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It'd be them guys or girls, whoever, that you know didn't have a voice.
Or that's they side page. I don't have a side page, but no, some people be having side pages. Even the one time I had catfished my ex, I actually told him I was going to do it, and then I told him which page was mine, you know what I mean, if I did it or whatever. So, you know what I mean? But he's still fucked up. Like, you know, how do you fuck up when you tell a nigga, I'm going to catfish you? He's like, did you like it when your ex catfished you? I'm like, no, but I'm warning you, so you know it's coming. Still fucked up.
Some people,
you know what I mean?
I had to say that, though, about the people that ain't had no voice, you know. Now that they can hide behind something. Yeah. I just had to get that out there.
But, no, I feel like that's never going to change because it's so many people who don't understand their own mental health. You know what I mean? Because
right.
When it comes to stuff like that, it's like, you don't have to hide. Like, what do you really want to say? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Say that shit. Like, who the fuck want to stop you? You know what I mean? And then at the end of the day, if you know it's some bullshit, then you really just need to check yourself. You know
yeah.
what I mean? You know you're about to say some bullshit. You really just need to check yourself.
Some
like,
people growing up in school, they were mute. They had nothing to say at all. Some people growing up in their hood were mute. They had nothing to say. But once social media and all of this stuff, now they make big pages and do the next shit.
Yeah. I don't too much... She said, how do you continue to make fake pages after you block? I don't know. Some people just got it. Just like the bitch that talked to my son. She makes fake numbers, fake emails. They don't have nothing to do. Like they sleeping on somebody's couch.
They don't have no talent, none of that. You know?
Yeah. I can't
see how
say
she
that.
Up here running her play.
Yeah. I can't say that because
time to run your plays.
I can't say that because I feel like everybody has something to offer, but sometimes people just sit on, you know what I mean, that talent. Like, you sit on what you're actually good at because you're so mad at somebody else being good at something. You know what I mean? Or even if somebody's good at something, you could be able to learn. I mean, you could learn any fucking thing. You can learn how to fuck real good. You know what I mean? You can learn how to play basketball great. You know what I mean? You can learn how to, there you go. You can learn how to fuck it. That's true. I had to learn. I was novice. I was really inexperienced, but not anymore. Not anymore. You know what I'm saying? I'm really good at it. And then even like when it comes to like, even if it comes to like cooking and shit, like, you know, some people can't cook, but then you can learn how to cook. You know what I mean? If you take your time to build a skill, like the fuck, the word is skills. Like, it's words out here for you to, you know what I mean, advance yourself. And I feel like once you really go that extra mile for yourself, you know what I mean? I think that would save the world. If people started going the extra mile for themselves, going an extra mile for other people, like, it would save the world. I was just even saying it in this venture that I'm into now. I'm like, yo, like, this type of mentality will really save the world and change people's whole perspective.
What,
like,
what's that? What mentality?
Just like going a mile, you know what I mean? Go the extra mile for yourself. Like,
right.
You know, like, oh, I'm feeling bad today. Let me get dressed cute. You know what I mean? Like, let me get dressed. Let me go somewhere. You know what I mean? Or let me take
better.
A walk. You know what I mean? Let me feel, you know what I mean? So you can feel better.
Right.
Or let me call somebody I really like. Or even if it's Instagram, let me go on somebody's page I really like. And instead of just looking at the shit, comment. I really like what you got on today, bitch. Well, not bitch. I really like what you got on today. You look cute. You know what I mean? Good morning. Or even if it's good morning. Follow Vodka. Follow 215 Vodka. That could help change the world. Everybody follows Vodka. You could be a cool or a coolette. You know what I mean? Get it together. You know what I'm saying? If everybody follows Mach 5, yo, listen. You keep it positive. But I feel like going an extra mile to find something that you enjoy, you know what I'm saying, is good. Like, even me, you know what I mean? I had to lower my plate size. I'm like, I'm not buying no new clothes because I'm cheap as shit. You know what I'm saying? I was trying to put on jeans the other day, and I was like, the fuck is this? It's not working. It's not working. We're going to lower these plates. You know what I mean? So I had to go the extra mile for myself, and I'm feeling better.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm not in everything that I want, but I know it's like that mile is there. I'm going to go that mile to get to it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I just want to go to 230. I mean, 20 more pounds. Leave me alone. Well, 10 more. I'll be fine. But we're going to get into this music, and you got to promise me to send me the new shit, because I like exclusive music. Can you at least tell us the title? What's the title for this upcoming record?
The new one? What's the title for? I don't even know. I was thinking about two titles, but I ain't going to say nothing, because it'll be out within the next 2 weeks. And just because you asked, I'm going to make sure I send it straight to you so you can play.
Exactly. You know I'm a player.
And it's
gonna
be fire. I don't put out nothing else but fire. My name Mach 5. I've been in Philly for a long, long time. Everybody who rap or not know who I am. I be smoking shit. I don't play no games when it come to making good music. When I perform, I put on a show.
Period.
If you follow me, you'll see freestyles regularly. That mean I write regularly. This is not a game. This is not a joke. The whole city know me.
Yeah.
From the top to the bottom. When I say the top, I'm talking about niggas that been in the game, been signed and all that, to the bottom, niggas that's in their crib writing rhymes now. They all know who Mach 5 is, and everybody else should know who I am because I got the good music.
Yeah, that's
everybody it. Follow me, y'all. Everybody stay tuned.
Stay tuned. We're going to talk a little more to Mach 5. I had my little fun talking shit. We don't want to sky, bitch. We might have a little more fun at the end. Woo!
I'm on the road, the bridge is running light. At the casino, filling with the dice. I'm taking risks without a thing to fight. Your instincts. Pay attention to the. Pay attention to your aces. Pay attention to your. Pay attention to your ladies. Take the car before you buy a wife. Do it cook well, do it dry right. Woo! You just worry about the spotlight. Yeah, I see you looking in the mirror. It's a blind spot. Don't get flashed, right? Heard rumors in the gossip. I know all about it. She got long hair, it's the first date, and she nice. We had the conversation with his wife. She acting like I can't get in them tight. She acting like I can't get in them tight.
RPX in the building. Who else in there? They need to come in here and say hello. Hello, my Jay and Phoebe. What up, Jay? Don't get a Jay in the building. Looking all cute and fluffy and shit. Hey, nothing wrong with it. Got some food over there. Meatloaf cupcakes, shrimp and cocktail sauce and shit. You know what I mean? We lit. Shout out to the RPX in the building. Rose was good. I'm gonna be on her show on Monday. Y'all can't miss it. Cause I'm not gonna be on my show, so I get to be y'all just better come see what I do. Okay. I'm being this joint real, real, real rugged. You know how I be like, this show not about me? I'm not a guest. I'm gonna be a guest. Guess what I'm gonna do? DM me. That's what I'm supposed to post. Guess what I'm going to do as a guest. But shout out to my sister.
Hey.
What's your sister do?
What's your sister do? Get her hustle on.
What's okay. your sister do? Yo, man, my sister going to Amsterdam 420.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
ma'am. Why do you? Yo, man, y'all already know Philly's yes. hot princess.
Hustle.
You know what I mean? Ashley.
Yeah.
Wild Ash Wild on Instagram.
Instagram
Mach 5 Wild
up,
Ash Wild.
What's up?
Here we go.
Okay.
Oh, you gotta
put it all together. Yeah, I got a show coming 420. It's kind of something that I've always wanted to do my entire stone of life is shut a show down in Amsterdam on 420. And this year, I'm finally being able to do that. So,
you're gonna blow it back.
Shout out to Coast to Coast Live. Shout out to Club NL. And shout out to Rollo Papers, shout out to the Amsterdam Pub, shout out to the Amsterdam Company. So, yeah.
That's going to be lit. And you brought, did you bring your own glass or you washed it from a beer?
Oh, no, I
washed
it.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. That's how you drink the wine, you know what I mean? Real official. We just, those records we just heard was impeccable, man, right here. I haven't used that word on my show, man. That shit was impeccable, man.
I appreciate
man.
That.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's no other way to describe the fucking wordplay, how you put it together, and then even the whole concept. So now I know.
Yeah,
you know
I
what I mean?
It.
That's real shit. I know. That shit is lit. Right. That's my favorite so far.
All right, that's what's up.
I like Side Bitch. I like how you was like, what is the line about the basement? Repeat that line for
which
us,
one,
now.
Which one was it? Cause I can
from the Side Bitch. The Side Bitch song. Something about in the basement. You're just supposed to be in the basement. Something.
I ain't heard that. Damn,
you ain't hear it? Man, I kind of recorded it on my story or whatever. Because I had a face and shit. As soon as I heard it, I'm like, oh, he killed it. But we'll run it back. But to even talk to you, Fab, like, well, being as though you're from Philly, have you ever gotten into, like, the battle scene? Like, what would you say was, like, the first thing that, like, really excited you about being a Philly artist?
I mean, you know, growing up, you know, Philly was, I grew up in the era with Too Raw for the Streets and all that, you know what I mean? So
you were the DVD era.
Yeah, the battle, you know, that battle rap was, that was lit, you know, back then. That was the thing to do, but I never really had too many battles. I've actually battled on Too Raw for the Streets though before.
Okay, who'd you battle?
With some guy named Fats, you know what I mean? I think I smoked him. But,
of course you smoked.
Yeah,
I know.
He was all right though, you know what I mean?
I think I know Fats.
Shout out to everybody in Philly, man. Straight up, man. Shout out to everybody. I talk real heavy when I come on my freestyles and everything, man. That's because my craft, I mastered my craft, so I'm able to be a certain way when I deliver my music, when I, like, it's like a mechanic, man. He knows, you get what I'm saying? So he know what he could do.
Man, don't say mechanic. Because them mechanics be fucking your shit up just so you can come back to them and shit. Like,
that's
you gotta say, like, rocket
good,
scientist
no,
or
look,
some
I'll
shit.
No, but look, I'll fuck
like,
it up so you can come right back. You know?
So it's like a mechanic.
Shit, you know what I mean?
You be back.
That's the real.
Yeah, you come for your breaks. Next time you come back, it's the alternator. I
like that.
He's a mechanic. This is fucked up. Y'all mechanics is shitty. My cousin going through that shit right now. She like, now my car making a news sound. Like, what the fuck is that about? But it is what it is. I like it. Okay, so you really meant mechanics. But that's what's up. And then one thing I like about Philly Shine Radio is I get to network and combine people. Mm-hmm. It's real live out there. So next music break, I'm going to go see what's going on out there.
Yeah.
RPX, she wearing my favorite color, you know what I mean? And this is where it happens at 4933 Old York Road. It's always official, you know what I mean? And then today is Thursday, so right after my show, it's the Black Aware Radio Show, you know what I mean? 8 to 10 on Thursdays, we're going to get it. Real, real lit, real, real pop, you know what I'm saying? But you got to follow her, too.
Yeah, definitely. I'll follow her.
Yeah. Yeah, like you, and then don't play me, Ashley.
What?
Whenever I actually try to give you some food, like I infused it with weed, like it's your food and shit. Like, tell everybody how you get a deal with the food. Like, you might have a T-bone steak infused with some, you know what I mean, some cushion shit.
I'm gonna be having a dirty 30 this year.
Dirty? What day is it?
It's July 15th.
I like that. I did that for my little sister and shit. I looked real good. I had on a sequence. Mm-hmm. I did my shit like sexy and shit. So I'm gonna be real. Matter of fact, I'm gonna post that up for the Throwback Thursday. I'm about to post that picture because I did the little hair. I had a little tight little sequence and the charm and shit. I ain't do the like dangling stuff. You know what I mean? That's what it is. I'm gonna look like how I would have looked in the 20s. I don't know. Like, y'all got that on me. That's what's up. We're gonna get it popped. We're gonna support that. You know what I'm saying?
And we gotta catch up off air. Music break.
Of course. Life is great. You know what I mean? I swear. What makes it great is the consistency of the talented niggas I know. You know what I mean? I appreciate you guys. You know what I mean? From the bottom of my heart. That's why I cook for y'all. Because I could cook. You know what I mean? I can make anything.
I'm about to eat. I'm looking at
you know what I mean? I can make anything. You know what I mean? But pork.
No, I'm going to eat.
I can make anything for y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Over there.
Yeah, there's some shrimps over there. Yeah, meatloaf cupcake joints. But we're going to get into more music. Because I like when I have more music on the show. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's good we get to know, you know what I mean, my guests and stuff like that. But I like the music. You know what I mean? So. We're gonna get into some music. We're gonna talk some shit, and then my special drop. We're gonna play that Godspeed. You know what I mean? Sean King. I like it a lot. You know what I'm saying? Police Shot Radio. My Five. What's this about?
Oh. It's called right here. It's called drill. If y'all like drill music, tune in.
Okay, I like drill music.
I love the love. Shit, I'm all happy we back together or whatever. This nigga on the floor crying and shit.
looking at the phone, and he like, why are you talking to him like that or shit? Because the boy was like, you going to bring that big ass over here again? You know what I mean?
Oh,
stop fucking playing.
Shit.
And I was just like, yeah, daddy, you know you really had me bent over.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Last time. So he saw that whole conversation. It was bad.
Are y'all still together?
No, I would never be with anybody. This is old shit. I used to cheat. I would never cheat again. You know what I mean?
Oh my God.
Okay.
I would never cheat again. You know what I mean? Because that shit is a waste of time. Like if I don't like you no more, or if I feel like I need somebody else, I'm just gonna leave you alone. You know what I'm saying? I'm great by myself. I've never been even the reason why I cheated is because.
No,
no, I ain't cheating. Shut up. But no, because I feel like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like at the end of the day, like, if you're not treating me right, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to leave you the fuck alone, you know what I'm saying? I don't have time for that shit no more, you know what I'm saying? And then even, I used to cheat because I really didn't have time for it. I'm like, look, nigga, I'm going to go have fun over there. You playing games and
shit.
The worst one. The most ratchet one was when I was 19, and my boyfriend used to always go to New York for like a month and shit. Like he was like out in the streets, whatever. He was my only street nigga, whatever. I love him to death. But he would leave me for like a month and shit. Like he would send me money, he took care of me, he was really good or whatever. But then I met this other guy, he used to always take me out and shit, right? So, but then it got bad because when my boyfriend would come in town, I would have to fuck both of them. Like, it was, like, crazy.
Oh.
Like, in one day, like, I'm leaving this nigga. Like, I never had a cheating situation. I had to because it was, like, you know what I mean? My ex, he lived, like, we lived in, like, these apartments that were, like this apartment complex. Like, I was in this corner.
The
he was across the street in that corner and shit.
Niggas be in love,
then,
too. You better stop telling stories,
man. This shit is old. I would tell.
Yeah, but they don't believe it. They don't believe that this is going on. You giving up too much game. You going to have somebody with it.
Listen,
head
it's
head.
Not, it's not good. I'm telling this story with honesty and telling you guys, do not do this. It's too much work. Because you know what I had to do to get rid of the other boy and shit?
Right.
I talked about this on the radio show before,
I understand.
Too. Because it was hard to get rid of the new one or whatever. Because he just wouldn't take no for an answer. Like, he was just, I would be like, yo, man, I can't come see you and shit. He'd be like, babe, but I'm going to take you out. I'm coming. I'm pulling up now. And I'm just like, this gets too much. You know what I mean? It got to be too much. So one day, I just drew on my face and made it look like I had a cold sore, right?
Stop your shit.
So I was like, I called them in the morning. I was like, yo, I just came from the doctor's and they don't know what's wrong with me or whatever and shit or whatever. And I was like, I'm just going to come over to your house and we can talk about it. I had to get rid of him some type of
girl.
And you know what's so crazy? I seen him years later and I asked him, I was like, did you believe me? And he was like, yeah. I was like, well, girl, it was cool. I'm like, but I wasn't, you know what I mean? Just to clear that up. You don't always get a chance to clear up shit like that, but yeah, I don't have herpes. I will show you guys my paperwork right now, but I pretended like I did.
You know what I mean? Girl, this story went all the way left.
You said ranches.
That was a little ranch.
Don't be asking me no questions.
Okay.
I'm going to answer all them. Right.
Right.
So that's what you got to look forward
right.
to. Ask me some questions, girl. Monday.
The RPX show. Honest. Telling the truth.
I don't even know if I can play God's feet now.
Global.
This is just crazy.
Like, exactly.
Yeah, we all just had that one part for, like, what was going to happen.
So y'all can look at the
RPX show. Y'all can watch the RPX show. I'm going to screenshot it from there, screen record it. The RPX Monday. Niggas going to be asking me questions, so. Man, answer them. You know what I mean? What's your most ratchetest cheating story? Not you, Hash, because we talked about that.
Yeah,
you don't cheat.
Like, no.
What about you? Have you ever had a ratchet cheating story?
It probably wasn't ratchet.
Ratchet
I
means
argued,
like crazy.
I argued with my
real
I argued
messy.
With my girl one time.
Uh-huh.
And I left and went to another girl house. You know
what I mean? Yeah, that's not ratchet. That's just regular cheating. That's just regular cheating. Yeah, that's just regular old cheating. Like, when it is, like, oh, all right, you want to get on my nerves?
Yeah, right.
I'm a side bitch.
Make sure y'all check out Side Bitch too on I Know. Streaming on all platforms.
Mach 5, you know what I mean? Check it out. But no, I'm gonna get up to Godspeed because we gotta check that out. You know what I'm saying? This is what this show was about. We're gonna in summation end it in heaven. You know what I mean? The fuck I make that face smoke. I don't like smoke. We can have it on Philly Shine Radio.
I love the advantage you're giving. Honest, first of all, shout out to Honest for inviting us here, for networking, for some good ass scraps over there, meatball buns, or I don't know what you
need. Meatball cupcakes. It's not meatballs. I never made meatballs.
You've had meatballs before.
I don't like meatballs. I gotta figure out how to make meatballs good. I don't do balls. I'm not even keeping them warm. You know how bitches be sucking dick like that? I ain't doing that.
Monday, the RPX show.
Yeah, exactly.
Honest Monday,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's gonna be kind of party on Monday.
It's whatever question you ask. Come on, clear the air.
Hold on.
She gotta clear the air.
Dating and relationships, just a little tidbit. She's like, hey, wanna come on your show and finish it? I said, all right, now how does meatballs incorporate? I guess, okay, never mind.
Okay, you know. RPX is gonna be on the draw with her. It's just gonna be real lit. You got any shout outs before we close out the show?
Yeah, make sure y'all check out I Know, it's streaming everywhere. Shout out Honest Fire, shout out Black Aware Radio, shout out Philly Shine Radio for having me, man. I appreciate y'all. Straight up, man.
Yeah, I appreciate you too. You know what I mean? We're going to clean it up for y'all. Oh my goodness. Turn it up for me, baby.
Thank you.